KQED.
Arnulfo Garcia became a different man in prison. It was only on the inside that he was able to deal with the unresolved pain behind his crimes. He became a reformer and an editor. He ran the San Quentin News, a paper written and edited by inmates.
We aspire to remove the curtain of secrecy that so often shrouds in darkness, not only at San Quentin, but also in throughout the nation's criminal justice system.
Authorities noticed Garcia's transformation, and at 65 years old, he was released. But 2 months later, he was killed in a car crash. Reporter Joanne Jennings has this story about how Garcia's accomplishments reached far beyond the prison newsroom.
To get to the San Quentin newsroom, I have to enter through a security gate, then pass through a yard where inmates are working out in the warm midday sun.
I know you need my letter, right?
I need your letter and I need photos. You're going to pick the front page photo.
Oh, the front page photo?
Obviously.
My name is Richard Alexander Richardson, but I'm better known as Bonnaroo.
With photos of Garcia taped all around his computer, Bonnaroo is pounding away at his keyboard.
I'm working on our Arnulfo story right now. And at first I couldn't even get the first sentence out, you know. He had this aura about himself that I have never seen in any other person I've ever met, ever.
Garcia transformed the newspaper from a ragtag publication to one that's in 69 prisons across the country. He changed the tone of the paper to cover stories like a prison hunger strike and overcrowding, all without cell phones or access to the internet. But most importantly for Bonnaroo, Garcia was his mentor.
I carry his soul with me. And wherever I go, his soul will go with me.
Garcia, a three-striker, was serving a life sentence for residential burglary, possession of heroin, and a firearm. But he spent his time in prison reforming himself, using journalism as his vehicle.
His Arnulfo was like this big dreamer.
Garcia's close friend, Ali Tambora, was paroled a year ago. He now works as a software engineer. He says Garcia had a way of making the impossible possible.
It was all the time. He'd say, like, you know, Ali, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And I'd be like, dude, we can't do that. They're not going to allow us to do that. And 2-3 weeks, sometimes maybe 2 months, exactly what, you know, he said would come to fruition.
Like holding forums inside San Quentin that brought together inmates, judges, and prosecutors, like Santa Clara District Attorney Jeff Rosen.
The visits that I've had with Arnulfo and other inmates at San Quentin have opened my eyes to the fact that there are inmates in prison who have changed, who are changing, who can change, and that if given the right circumstances, more inmates can change.
Rosen did something that's really rare for a district attorney. He worked to get Garcia out of prison.
As big a contribution as he made in prison to other inmates and to people beyond the prison, he was on the cusp of making even more significant contributions.
Like building a halfway house in rural Northern California, Garcia wanted to bring some of the programs that helped him at San Quentin to parolees from all over the state. Programs like GRIP.
Yeah, so the GRIP program, which stands for Guiding Rage Into Power.
Fatim Jackson is still an inmate at San Quentin. He went through GRIP with Garcia in 2012.
The entire program is about how can we find ways to cope with, you know, unresolved hurt, unresolved pain, in ways where it won't turn into unhealthy anger and ultimately, you know, destructive violence.
A few days after Garcia died, about 20 inmates, many of them lifers, gather in a circle to remember their friend.
Arnulfo, I just thank you for always being consistent in the way that you treated me. Been a man of character, integrity, having a servant's heart. Thank you for being genuine. Just being a good person. And I pray your spirit continue to live on.
Each inmate takes a turn caressing a small river rock that had belonged to Garcia. One after another, they speak to their departed friend, his photo sitting in an empty chair in the circle.
I just want you to know that each day that we move forward, we will carry on your legacy in the proper way.
and do everything we can to change the social construct of the prison. In your name. Thank you, Arnulfo. Gracias.
Arnulfo Garcia's family and friends have pledged to continue his work on the halfway house, a place where formerly incarcerated men can process their anger, come to peace with the harm they caused, and prepare for life on the outside. For the California Report, I'm Joanne Jennings.